Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online. Gentlemen, I go to page 100 or so of the Durham Report. This is support operations specialist, not named, of the FBI 1, speaking with case agent 1 about the Steele dossier that we know so well, infamous Steele dossier. Support specialist says, hopefully Steele can get more detailed info, though. Case agent says, yeah, exactly. Dates, times, etc. would be key. Support operations. Yeah, it just goes down to how confident we are in that reporting. Support operations specialist also says, there aren't a whole lot of details in it. Case agent laughs, true, which is just what worries me a bit. Hopefully the sources, sub-sources are legit. They seem legit based on reporting. Case agent, yeah, no kidding. What was strange was that British intelligence don't seem to want to deal with the guy. Support specialist, but there aren't many specifics in this reporting that couldn't be expanded on from open source. Case agent, not sure why. Support agent, yeah, that's weird too. He goes on to say, if he has the subsource network that he claims to have, you would think they'd be interested in him. He goes on to say, though, maybe these are newly developed since he went to British intelligence services. Case agent observes, yeah, that's the weird thing. I said it was the angle and they're not too interested, but that did still seem odd. Who knows? We may have to take a calculated risk with the reporting if we're pressed for time. I'll stop there. Andy, I'm flabbergasted. Just flabbergasted. This tells me that the FBI has no up and down information sharing. What these men say is commonsensical about the Steele dossier. Does it ever reach their commanders, the seventh floor of the FBI?
John, that's the big problem with this investigation from the beginning. And I think that comes across loudly in Durham's report. This train, in fact, I think there was an agent who made a comment that Durham notes to this effect. This train was being driven by headquarters and it was going down the track, and it didn't matter whether the agents who were closer to the ground and closer to the actual where the rubber meets the road in an investigation, those agents knew that this was rife with problems, but nobody could get in the way of this because nobody could tell headquarters no. They were the ones who ran this. They were the superior officers. And the galling thing about what you just read is we should bear in mind that the principal subsource of Steele was this guy, Igor Danchenko. The FBI didn't get around to interviewing him until late January of 2017, by which time they had gone twice to the FISA court and sworn to the truth of the allegations that they were relying on from Danchenko. And then even worse, Danchenko, when he was interviewed, told them that the stuff that Steele had proffered was nonsense. And then when the Bureau went back to the FISA court, they told the court that they had interviewed the subsource and found him to be credible, but they withheld from the court that what he was credible about was that he told them that the Steele reporting that they had been relying on had no merit.
Thaddeus?
Andy, what it is they knew it was a lie. They knew it would accomplish political ends, and they pursued it and weaponized the government to do it, to derail a duly elected president of the United States. So the question is, with a situation that is now clearly worse than Watergate, we include the fact that the CIA was operating domestically in United States soil. When you start to look at all of what's going on, the question that most people will have is, are they going to get away with it? And it appears that they're going to, aren't they?
Well, I think if the question is, are they going to be prosecuted criminally? The answer is no. I think Durham lays out why he doesn't think that they can make a case against them. And let's be fair. The Durham did try to prosecute three people, one of them a lawyer who altered a document that affected a sworn FISA application. He only got a slap on the wrist, which I thought was outrageous. And then he tried to prosecute Igor Danchenko and a lawyer for the Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, and they got acquitted. I don't think he had much chance of winning those cases, in not only because it was a D.C. jury, but also because the theory of the prosecution was that these guys had duped the FBI, when I think the evidence showed that the FBI was in on it. So it's not surprising that the jury came out the way that they did. But these cases are hard to make criminally. I think what the Bureau now says, which is not very persuasive to people, is that all the people who were driving this train have been removed. Most of them fired, some of them encouraged to leave early. I don't think that's enough for people in the way of accountability, particularly when you can turn on your television and see that these guys, half of them are like highly paid commentators on left-leaning cable stations. I think the accountability ultimately, Thaddeus, may be that the Bureau may not survive this intact as it is now. I believe that eventually there's going to be a pretty radical change at the Bureau. I've recommended that they have their national security mission, the foreign counterintelligence mission, taken away from them. I think they should just go back to being a police agency. But I do think changes are going to be made in a sweeping way eventually.
They're said in the news reporting to have been changes made already by the present leadership at the FBI. A lot of small changes. To your knowledge, is that adequate for what we're looking at here? These men I read from, they know something's wrong, but they're not encouraged to report.
John, they took information that at best they knew was sketchy. In some particulars, we have reason to think they knew it was wrong, and they swore to it under oath in court applications. What on earth change could you make that would, I mean, what would have made them think that that was okay to do in the first place? So, you know, to me, I understand Chris Wray, where he's coming from, the director. He needs to show that he's taken action, especially because these people were not criminally prosecuted and really haven't been held accountable, other than that they're not working at the Bureau anymore. So he's got to show that, like, they've made some changes.
You have 30 seconds, Andy. 30 seconds.
Go ahead. What happened here was so elemental and so rudimentary. I don't know what changes fix that. This is more about the character of people than the rules, I think.
Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, The Durham Report, Early Days.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save